Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, joining us in the studio today is going to be Steve Kalaszewski. He's going to be sharing with us, you know, about his own personal journey in a church plan, advancing the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus said, imitate me, right? Mm-hmm. This is what he said, imitate me.
Right.
And Paul said what? Imitate me, right? Mm-hmm. And our biggest frustration today is what? People are imitating us.
Don't do that.
But we can begin to, you know, practice it, begin to walk in it, and then people can look at you and learn how to do it. And we're seeing it take place right now. And so Jesus actually went out and he found 12. Mm-hmm. He called 12 to himself, 12 men who would actually be his disciples. And he trained them up. He developed intimacy with them. But he sent them out. He sent them out. Oh, my goodness. People are spending millions of dollars to get them in. I don't know what the figures are, but we'll do it. But it's something like this. The American church is spending like $1.3 million. Pat, $1.3 million for per baptized believer.
Wow.
$1.3 million.
Oh, my gosh.
$1.3 million. You know, and... by the way, that's not good.
Right. Not at all.
$1.3 million per baptized believer. You know, it's excess of a million. We'll verify those numbers, but you can find out at Barna.org. But I'm just thinking, like, it's not what it costs us, $1.3 million to baptize somebody. You know, I mean, you know, find a pool and pay somebody's rent. Anyway, so and so I mean, right, especially right now, think about it. If we change the way we do things, and learn from our mistakes and especially the economy where we're going, if we quit spending $1.3 million per baptized believer, we can actually help the church out going through these difficult times where people are losing their jobs and all that. Imagine that. Mm. You know, in that $7,000 bouquet, you know, we can actually invest in that and buy a wheelchair or something, right?
Right.
And then nothing. Hey, I got a good friend that's a bouquet.
Nothing against them.
Nothing against them at all. But anyway, join us this morning, you know, in the studios is Steve Kalaszewski. And he's going to be sharing about, you know, when he was called, obviously, you can actually find out his testimony. You can find his testimony. It's available in the highlights, right?
Right.
You can
right.
go to the VFN TV. Yeah, and it's just beautiful how God loves you and how he loved Steve and met him at that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't even know God.
Right.
And he cried out to this God he didn't know. Mm-hmm. And God showed up and then began him on this journey. You gotta hear it. You gotta hear this two tour of duty Marine, you know, is in this restaurant and he's working and you might want to hear it after you hear him talk today. You know, with me in the studio, go back and listen to his testimony and find out how he got here, because it didn't start with what you're going to hear today, but it started with what you hear on his testimony right there. So joining us in the studio is Steve Kalaszewski. Radio studios right here. I know you're fixing to go have this wonderful church plant, you know, mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh. Beautiful Pittsburgh. You remember when we were praying and... You know, and we knew, I was telling you, you know, it's time, man. It's just really time. You've been proven faithful in ministry. You know, you've done a work. You've graduated from VFNU. You're rightly related to the body. You're hearing from God, you know, and you've walked it out. And it's like, it's just time now. You know, you need to begin to pray where God would want you in the world, right? Yeah. Remember that? You said, the world, you know, and so you begin to pray. And, you know, God, where do you want me to plant a church? Remember that?
Never forget it.
It's like a blank slate, wasn't it? It's like, okay, God, here I am. Send me. And you said anywhere. You were not picking or choosing.
Yeah.
You said, and, you know, and so what happened with that?
Oh my goodness. I put a picture of the map of the United States on my phone at the time. And every single day, probably four or five times a day, I just would call out all 50 states. I'm like, okay, I was just so hungry. Just asking, God, where do you want me to go? I'll go. I'm like, if it's tomorrow, I'll go. And God spoke to me and he showed me in my house. It wasn't my house at the time, but I knew it was my house. And he showed people in my house. And as soon as I saw them, I knew they were from a big city. So immediately I'm like, all right, I was speaking out in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, and now being in Florida, this is very, very significant. I'm from Detroit.
Right.
So anybody who's north of Tennessee knows there is an existence of sport called hockey.
Hockey?
Yes, hockey.
Hockey, okay.
Played on ice with sticks and a puck and a goalie.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I love hockey. I love my wings. Detroit Red Wings.
We have hot wings and barbecue wings.
Right, right. Well, Detroit has the Detroit Red Wings. Well, I just love hockey. Just like Pat loves the Saints and Florida loves football. But just after God showed me the people in my house, and I was praying for the big city, get this. Mm-hmm. God shows me the entrance to the locker room of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Is that not wild?
Hockey team.
You know that's God.
Exactly. And I just started telling everybody, and they're like, dude, that's God. I'm like, nobody in the state speaks Florida or speaks hockey. Like, right. That's God. And it was just like, one, it was my language.
Right.
Because it was hockey. And two, it was a direct answer to the big city.
Right.
Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I shared it, and they're like, yeah, just go with it. Right. Just keep praying. Keep praying. And I just was asking God, just, you know, give me a heart.
More confirmations. You were saying, Lord, give me.
Knew nothing about Pittsburgh. All I knew was in the vicinity, it was in the Northeast. And shortly afterwards, a friend of mine had a place that nobody was living in and had said, hey, you know, if you want a place, save some money for moving expenses whenever that does take a place, moving to Pittsburgh, you can move in. So I was like, yeah. And all these things just started it was like God was just parting the Red Sea.
Right. And you sit down, you took the wisdom of writing a vision and making it plain, and you wrote down every single thing that had needed to be done to be there.
Right.
I mean, very detailed plan.
Very detailed, yeah.
But then the whole world began to shift.
Exactly.
Once you became specific.
Yes. I mean,
you were already sold out. You were already trained up. You were already related. You're bearing fruit. You're known by your fruit. But it wasn't until you said, yes, Lord, here I am, send me. And then you said, once he showed you, began to show you a place, you honed in, and you said, what's it going to take from point A to point Z? And you wrote everything down, correct?
Correct.
Isn't it amazing?
God, but you think about it, that's exactly what God says. Write down the vision, make it plain.
It's exactly.
And it speaks to the end, and that's
He'll rock your world, you put it down.
And it's amazing. It's like you think you're waiting on God in a timeline. God's just waiting for you,
Think about it.
Yeah.
I know that's a proven political statement amongst the church today. Do you really think we're waiting on God?
No.
God's going, I just want to hold off a little bit more because a few more people die without me. He wants us to go. Here I am. Mm-hmm. Send me. And that's what you said. And so you wrote that plan down. Mm-hmm. And I was like 7,000 pages,
About 16.
Yeah, 16, 16 pages. Yeah. Small print. But it was everything that was required.
Exactly.
And once you became specific, it got out of the air. It came down to become a real vision, mm-hmm. a real plan, a real focus. God's called you. God, things happen rapidly like this when it's God's will. And if we're praying something that's not our will, it's like we keep beating the horse. But, obviously God's really in his kingdom and wanting to advance it. And so, he just had, things were just happening so quick, you couldn't even hardly check them off. You're like, you have to go back to your list. And it's like, okay, that whole page is done now. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
And so, I wanted a confirmation as well, mm-hmm. I wanted to hear as well. So I asked, I was coming out of a meeting over at in Mississippi. And it was early in the morning. It was early, early. But that night before I'd actually went to sleep, I said, Lord, would you give me a dream to confirm for Steve, what his direction is so he can have confirmation outside of himself. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord gave me a very specific dream. And in this dream, he showed me a city, and he showed me a whole group of Hasidic Jews in this city, and they were on Amish vehicles, which, if you're the Amish, the black carts and and they're driving through the city at nighttime. And, but everybody in the city was sleeping. So they were in it, but not of it, but it was a whole family of a Jewish family, if you would, but almost like a lineage thing. And, my goodness. And so I called you up early in the morning. It was like, you're a Marine. Come on. I called you early, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was sleeping, by the way. Ooh, raw.
But what was significant about that is I think you called me at, whether it was 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, but at that time, whenever my alarm was set.
Right.
And my alarm was going off as you called me.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously. So, you know, like on your phone, you can change, you know, where it's a text message, incoming call, alarm. Well, as I was walking to my wherever my phone was in the morning, this is what my phone did. It said, alarm, alarm, incoming phone call, alarm, alarm.
Mm.
And as I'm walking, just woke up, I'm like, what is that all about? And it was you calling me, telling me exactly what God just showed you, confirming what he spoke to me. And in that moment, I was like, I'm set. Like, I just took that as like, I'm calling you to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
It was like, reveille, reveille, reveille. Remember that? Reveille, reveille.
Amen.
He's like, you're wrong. and so then, you know, it's Pittsburgh. I mean, you're Pittsburgh bound. Everything. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, you would go to the store and people would wear Pittsburgh hats and hit you upside the head. I mean, everywhere is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh tags. People with broken hearts from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Steeler fans, you know. I mean,
everywhere.
Right?
I was like, I've never seen a Pittsburgh fan in the state of Florida. Now they all came to Pensacola.
You even go to pack a box at work or something. You had like pliers from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like, vice grips. And they had a stamp of Pittsburgh on my desk. And it was – nobody knew I was going to Pittsburgh. And I'm just like shouting. I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
Like, it was God.
So I wonder what God's saying.
God loves Pittsburgh.
He loves the people of Pittsburgh. Is that cool? And so then, you know, of course, then God provided you a place that was basically almost free to live in.
Right.
And move out of this luxury, sweet life of yuppiehood, you know, where you were living in Florida. And to save that money up, right? And once you've moved the Comet and all the things, another story. And so then, you know, you're preparing and you know you're going to have a break because you're going now and you're about to graduate. Yes, you graduated. You walked the states, but you're doing two more classes at University of West Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you have a week off, a spring break,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you've already planned. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for that week. I'm going to spy out the land because that's what we do, right? We go, God sends us to a land. We first spy it out. We go out and meet the people and, recon, you know.
Recon it out.
Recon for Jesus. And so then
–
and then, you know, so you prepare for that time. And so tell us about that. I mean, you went ahead and bought the ticket, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what happened. Tell us about that week.
Well, it was so significant before I even landed in Pittsburgh. Like I said, when God began to just speak to me about Pittsburgh, I got a map and I was like, I just wanted to find all the details. And in Pittsburgh, they have something called boroughs. And a borough is like a suburb of the city or the city. And there's a borough in Pittsburgh, it's called Squirrel Hill. And from what I was told by the locals is that Squirrel Hill has the highest density of Jewish people next to Israel.
Mm.
And so God just began.
Next to Israel, wow.
There's a lot of Jewish people. And God began giving me a heart for Squirrel Hill. I was like, God, I just want to meet them.
Right.
And
especially since, you know, one of the confirming aspects of what God said was it was Hasidic Jews, you know. When you hear that, what I'm saying is it's people that are dressed in the garb. They're dressing like they feel they need to dress as Jews, which is the black clothing and the hat and the ringlets and all that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they live just like that in the streets of Pittsburgh in their homes. It's
amazing. Tell us how. Well, wait a minute. You're jumping ahead.
I'm jumping ahead. And so I'm on the plane and
you're on a plane. So you actually went.
So I fly. So well, actually. I get excited anytime I talk about Pittsburgh. So basically,
well, you actually went and studied Pittsburgh, and you literally you grabbed the map of Pittsburgh, and you began to love it before you even showed up, right?
Say again.
You begin to love the city before you showed up. So you actually already had it, the maps of Pittsburgh in your heart.
Oh yeah,
you had a God positioning system, a GPS already when you got there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so. As you said before, like I had a specific week in between the spring semester and then the summer semester. Mm-hmm. So I knew exactly, okay, I'll be leaving May 8th and then coming back on May 13th. And got on a plane, had graduated, had commenced for the day before, left the flight at like 6 a.m. And had been praying for Pittsburgh since January. So I was praying for Pittsburgh for 5 months. The whole BFN family was praying. It was God. And You know how when you're on a plane, right, whenever you land in your destination, the pilot says, okay, you can now stand up and retrieve your baggage from the overhead compartment. So I stand up.
That's probably exactly what they say. You're amazing.
Yeah. And he said something about the temperature and the timeline, something else. And so I stand up, and this guy is just standing right in front of me. He just turns around, and he looks at me, and he says, hey, are you from the Panhandle? Which is the northwest tip of Florida, the Gulf Coast. I said, yeah, I'm from Pensacola. He goes, oh, well, my wife and I, we're from Niceville, which is about a 30-minute drive east. He's like, yeah, we're from Niceville, and we're believers. That's the first thing he said to me. Wow. I was like,
wow.
Okay, cool. I go, oh, are you guys from Pittsburgh? He says, yeah.
That's a real difficult city to live up to, isn't it? Where are you from? I'm from Niceville.
I mean, you always got to be nice, right?
He's like, we're from Niceville. You know, that's a difficult name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Never. So people from Niceville who were from the Florida Panhandle were landing the same time you were landing, standing in the aisle that you were standing in, and they turn around and introduce themselves as Christians, Christ followers. Okay.
Wow. Believers, this is amazing. Believers of Jesus. And they look at me and they say, yeah, we're from Pittsburgh too. We're from Squirrel Hill.
Get out of Dodge.
And I was like,
no way.
Are you serious? I just kind of like walked in. And people are looking at me.
I mean, before you get off the plane.
I didn't even step in Pittsburgh yet. And I'm like,
God
no
is
way.
So cool, is he not?
And,
he's awesome. They're
grabbing their bags. He's like, yeah, man, yeah, get your stuff. We'll just talk, you know, once we get in the airport. I was like, okay, cool. Yes. And I immediately just started just praising God. I was like, I'm not even here yet. I'm like, and you're already moving. This is amazing.
Wow. Squirrel Hill is beautiful.
So, and it was Jera and Angela, and awesome. They were just so welcoming, and looking back on that, it was so significant because before I even arrived, before my feet touched Pittsburgh soil,
oh goodness,
the Jewish community welcomed me.
Oh, is that beautiful?
Is that not an answered prayer or
that
what?
Is,
like, I just praise his name.
So what do you think God's saying?
He is so in control.
What do you think he's saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm there right now.
Awesome.
So
I just, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, how blessed if I was from Pittsburgh and I knew that you were coming and that God had called you, I was just so, I couldn't wait for you to come. And be there for me and introduce me to God and disciple me and just, I mean, it'd just be so exciting, you know, knowing that you were coming. And it's just cool. It's just really cool. So keep on. So you hadn't hit the ground yet. I mean, you hit the ground. The plane hit the ground, but your feet hadn't touched the ground.
So I'm talking to Jared and Angela, middle of the airport, and they're just like, oh, you know, so if you've never been into the city, take this specific freeway, which is 279, if you're familiar with the area, and you go through the tunnels. And as you exit the tunnels, there's the skyline. It just opens up to you. Now, I'm from Detroit, and Detroit's like a closet compared to Pittsburgh. It's such a beautiful city. It's a huge city.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, since God gave you a burden, you begin to introduce it to all of us all over the U.S., and we're like, we're falling in love with it.
Amen.
You know, the Three Rivers City and all the things that are there. And
And so I drive into Pittsburgh, and I get lost every single day. But I wanted to go like straight into downtown and just go where the people are. I'm like, I just want to be where people are. And I had a map, but it was just like, oh, I'll just take a left here. And you're like, no, you can't because you're on a bridge. And it's just like, I can't take a left.
He'll take a left on the bridge.
You know?
There he is on CNN. You got welcomed by the river.
Exactly. So I was just like, I can't. Where do I go? And I could not exit. And I was trying to go into the city, and finally I found a road. I was like, I'm just going to take it. And I was like, okay, all right, let's just check our bearings here. I was like, okay, where are we? I look at my map, and I'm exactly two blocks directly south of the Holocaust Center.
Oh, my goodness. So you weren't lost. You were actually being led.
To Squirrel Hill.
Oh, my. To Squirrel Hill.
I was in Squirrel Hill.
Oh, my goodness. I would assume that would be where the museum is. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Holocaust Museum.
Oh, my goodness.
God took me right to Squirrel Hill.
It's not God. If you're listening right now and you're wondering if God is involved in the affairs of your life, you listen, everything that religion's told you, everything that the world has tried to come against God and the thing, God exists and he rewards those who diligently seek him. If you want to know more about what Steve is talking about, you can go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org. Listen, God has called many people who don't yet see how to get there. And And what we're finding out, you know, you can actually get there. You just need to get rightly related to believers who believe God and want to be able to advance his kingdom. So anyway, so you actually, God leads you to get right off on Squirrel Hill. Oh, right. My goodness. Oh, right. My goodness. Beautiful. So what happened?
Yeah. So I go and I was just like,
you're spying out the
land. Well, I got to go.
For those listeners who just joined us, you know, you're spying out the land because right. God's already called you to Pittsburgh. And so you mm-hmm. set this week up and it's a spring break from your college and you're going there to be able to spy out the land and get to know and hear God, right?
Right.
You want to hear? Okay.
Yeah. And so I go walk around the museum and it's just so sobering.
That's tough as hell.
I just can't even speak, yeah. You know, just walking through that. And, so immediately
it makes you understand, you know, God's perspective of Israel, that Israel has a right to exist. They have a right to live, you know, and we stand with Israel and God, you know, God is he's not a man that he would lie or the son of man that he would change his mind. He doesn't speak and not act and promise and not fulfill that, you know, the Israel is his chosen people. You know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our God too. And we want to stand with Israel. Those who bless Israel, God blesses. And it's very significant because, you know our heart, but the listeners might not know our heart that we love Israel. I mean, we're learning how to love Israel, but we love Israel. And there you are right there. And so what happened next?
So I just wanted to just, like I said, be where the locals are. So I'm walking around Squirrel Hill and, went to a local eatery and was talking to some people and I left Squirrel Hill after probably about an hour and a half. And let me back up. When I walked through Squirrel Hill, I'd never seen an Hasidic Jew, nor knew, quote unquote, like what an Hasidic Jew was. I'd seen pictures of the Western Wall of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and that area, and they're just walking down the street. There's not a question. Like, I wonder if he's Jewish or not. And it's amazing because seeing them with their families, with, you know, the fathers wearing, like you said, like the black hats, the black, mm-hmm. It was just like, there's not a question. I wonder if he's a Jew or not. And in an instant, God began speaking to me. He's just like, that's how my people are supposed to be.
That's right. Christians.
You should stand out just like that. And there shouldn't be a question.
Don't blend in.
Exactly.
Right?
Are you a follower of Jesus Christ or are you a follower of the world who wears a t-shirt? And it was just like
a t-shirt.
Like I just began like weeping, walking down the sidewalk. And mm-hmm. It was just, I was just like, oh my goodness. I'm like, and I remember calling you because I was just like shouting. I was so excited.
Right.
And, from the moment I got off the plane, I was just smiling. I was just like, oh my, it was just.
And you got to know Steve. I mean, you got to know Steve. When he smiles, sometimes I'm concerned the two ends are going to connect. And I don't know what biologically happens. I don't know what happens when those two ends meet. But I love to see Steve smile. And so I can imagine what he was like walking around Pittsburgh with a smile.
I can't.
Because it's like these ha-ha moments. It's like, oh, my goodness. God. Look, oh, everywhere we're looking, like, God told me I'm walking in a prophecy right now. I'm like in this. I'm in the Word of God. I don't know if I'm in the Spirit or out of Spirit. It all makes sense, doesn't it? Totally makes sense. So I know that, you know, I don't want to, you know, I know that our listeners are just their time, but listen to this. I know that you were walking under the bridge there mm-hmm. where the three rivers meet mm-hmm. and you could kind of see a ball game going on from a distance, I think, across the river. And tell us what mm-hmm. happened right there. This is why you're spying out the land.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Wednesday. I really wanted to see the point. And the point is something in Pittsburgh where the three rivers meet. And I started walking on the north end of the point, and you can see PNC Park where the Pittsburgh Pirates play. And I started walking east along the water, and I just really started crying out to God. I was just like, God, break my heart for this city. Break my heart for these people. Yes. Let me see them like you see them, God. And, you know, like I said, there was a game going on, and it was, you know, I looked to my right, and there was a homeless person under the bridge. Under the bridge.
Okay.
And their clothes were all out because it had rained the day before, so their clothes were hanging underneath the bridge to dry out. And I walked past them, and I couldn't walk anymore. I just, this guy was just tugging me to go back and just sit with them. So I turned back around, and, you know, they're sitting, like, on a blanket. They're watching the game. You know, they're just kind of just – just sitting down. And I said, can I watch a game with you? And they just kind of nodded at me, and I sat down, and we just started talking. And her name was Shane.
Shane.
And, you know, God just really just, God was just breaking my heart just sitting with her. And I was like, I've been praying for you for months. For 5 months, I've been praying for you.
Awesome.
And I'm meeting you now. And she, and I just began telling her about Jesus, and she just began sharing her heart and telling me, she's like, I know what I'm doing contradicts what God has for me, but she's like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I can't stop. I don't know how to do it. And I just began just telling her in scripture. I said, you can't do it.
Right.
I said, you can do this through Jesus Christ. I said, Jesus Christ has got a plan for you.
Yeah.
And she's like, is that in the Bible? I said, yeah, that's in the Bible. She's like, I have a Bible in my bag. I
go, she had a Bible. Oh, my Bible goodness.
In my bag. And I said, you have it right now? She says, yeah. She ran over, got her bag, and pulled out her Bible, and just took her to, you know, some scripture, just telling her, just like, you can do all things through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And just prayed for her.
And, let's be a little specific here, because we want to be able, our listeners, you know, they didn't know, you know, that God can save, God can set us free, God meets us right where we are, that God loves you and has a plan for your life, no matter what anybody tells you.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that her story is that she just came from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
She just came from Washington, D.C., been looking for work, addicted to drugs. She was on methamphetamines. And as soon as I started talking about God, she said, I knew you were going to talk to me about God, because I can't find any meth in this city. And I think it's God that he moved me here to get me off drugs. Because I moved here and I can't find any drugs, and my girlfriend just broke up with me. And she's in a just in a life of sexual immorality. And
well, then amazing. She knew, it's like God's bringing you guys together. It was like a God. And I mean, there's a lot of encounters that happened there. We're talking about one under the bridge, and she's going, I know this is God. Isn't that cool?
God did that for 7 days.
It's just beautiful.
He didn't stop.
So what happens? She pulls her Bible out.
She pulls her Bible out.
Her concern was, and she, I know you share with me that she knows it's right to go with God, but she was concerned that she couldn't obey God.
Right. Yeah.
And then you shared your testimony. Tell us about it. So she's expressing herself.
So I was telling with her, I was just like, you know, I was an addict. I mean, the drugs I did, the alcoholic, you know, so many one night stands, you know, there wasn't enough to meet the need.
We were trying to find the same thing, to find it through other people and relationships and all that.
Going through everything offered by the world.
Right.
And I just told her, I said, Jesus Christ has healed my life. And I said, whatever you're searching for will only be found in Jesus Christ. And I promise you, it's not a religion. I said, he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And I said, he is for you. He is not against you. And she was weeping. I was weeping.
Awesome.
I mean,
beautiful.
It was just a puddle of tears. It
under the bridge. So, under the three, if you go right now and you go through your Google or your Bing and you type in Pittsburgh and you can see, no, what's the story? That you can actually look and see where she and Steve were under that bridge right there, right across from the ball field. And that's where she tells what happened. It's where she met God, right?
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
We were, like I said, I was just praying for her, and I said, you can do this through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, then right after that, so the people that were just staying with her, immediately just started walking towards us, and, it was just the enemy just trying to snuff that out.
That's so awesome how God just set that up. I know I want to say one more thing. I know we're gonna need to bring this to a close, but I want to say this: that when you first arrived there, you got welcomed by the Jewish community,
right?
And you ended up by God's divine intervention in Squirrel Hill,
right?
But then you went to this park. I mean, you only been in Pittsburgh for a couple of moments, you know. And we're all about if that's what Jesus did. That's what we do, right?
We'll
we want to have a meal with somebody. We want to go and eat with the people. We want to spend time with them, you know?
Right.
And so what happened? Like, I know you first got there, this happened, and boom, you're like a couple hours later, you know,
Well, yeah, I was actually, because I'd like been staring at a map for the last 5 months, and I just really felt drawn to the Southwest. And there's a little borough called Dormont, and I was walking up a street, and there's a place called Moore Park. And I walked right in up to Moore Park, and there was this guy, and he was like, "Hey, Vinny, hey, come here, man."
To you?
Yeah. And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh, I thought you were somebody else." He's like, "What you doing here?" And I go, "Oh, man, God said Pittsburgh. I'm in Pittsburgh." He's like, "Oh, you're not from here?" And I just started talking to him, and his name was Nick. And within like 30 seconds, he was just like, you know, just telling me, he's like, oh, are you moving back here? I said, yeah. He's like, cool. Well, give me a call, man. We'll go to Mass or something. We'll have a cup of coffee. I'd love to hear what God's doing, man. I was like, okay. You know, and
so it's like Vinny. Is it Vinny?
Yeah.
Is that you, Vinny?
So I wanted. So I continued walking in through Moore Park, and Pittsburgh is just so mountainous. It's not.
I saw that pit. He's like, man, cutting that grass. You got to have a rope around your waist. I guess.
Literally. So I'm walking, and I see a soccer game going on, like on the bottom of a cliff. And I walk into this.
Yeah, wait. You have a soccer game going on a cliff.
There's a soccer game going on the bottom of a cliff. So I see the soccer game going on. I'm like,
is that like zero gravity? I mean, how does that work?
No, I said there's a soccer game at the bottom.
Oh, at the bottom of the cliff. Okay. Right.
And so I go walk to the bleachers, and you know, there's not really too many people there. So I go to sit down to watch the game, just to just watch the people.
Right.
And some guy behind me just starts talking to me. Just starts talking to me about the team. Hour and a half later, his name's Russ.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, we just start talking about God and just sharing his heart. And he just says, hey, you want to have dinner with my wife and my family? And
you mean the first night there, you get welcomed in by the Jews, like I'm sad what happened.
Right.
You ended up in Squirrel Hill.
Right.
Walked to the Holocaust Museum.
Right.
And then you're sitting there being invited for dinner. And it hasn't even been 24 hours yet.
I was there hours.
Is that amazing?
It was God.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. If you've been wondering if God is real, he's very real. If you're wondering if he has a plan for your life, he has a plan for your life. And not only that, when you think about this, that he, everything he says you can do, you can do. He's going to empower you to be able to do that very thing. Think about this, that not only will, when you set your mind, just like Steve set his mind, to be able to, to follow God and made a commitment to God and started going through, you know, it didn't just happen, but he did whatever is required, whatever needed to be able to prepare himself. And you need to be prepared, you know, and a prudent person sees what they need to do and they prepare for it. And he did it. And you could do that and find out more. As Steve did and many others, you can go to vfnu.org, vfnu.org, and find out a little bit more about, you know, what he went through and others are going through. Maybe that's for you. You also can find out about how to get connected to one of the many VFN churches, or maybe God's calling you to be a new church plant with the VFN family. Go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org. So I want to say one more thing before we close this, that, you know, you're not there yet. You have a couple more moments left. I mean, what are you thinking about right now? Because you're trying to wrap up a couple more things. You've been a man of integrity. You've handled your finances well. You're leaving well. Mm-hmm. You're leaving the city that you are in better off than it was when you came. You've trained yourself up. You've blessed others. Many people have come to know the Lord, begin to relate to God, have been healed, and you're headed that way. But what do you? I mean, are you ready to go to Pittsburgh? Tell us about it.
I've been there for 5 months.
Is that not awesome?
I've been there. I mean, all I think about is like the neighbors, the people I've met, you know, the streets, the cities, the boroughs, walking. I just see prayer walks. I just see praying for people. I just see, you know, the salvations. I just see just healing sicknesses and
God being
having
God,
people.
Huh?
Yeah. Just having people over and to my home, and I can see it. I see people gathering around the table. I see people just worshiping the Lord.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people are concerned about, well, they think too much.
As if God needs
our brains.
Right.
You know, he created all of our brains. So if we're just using our only brain, to figure out God who created every brain there ever was. Mm-hmm. It's kind of silly, isn't it?
I had a hard time thinking about calculus.
Yeah, I know it.
Let alone the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, what happens, the way it works is God speaks to our spirit, and then we allow our brain to get involved to be able to manage what God allows us to be able to do. But we don't try to figure God out and then push it down to our spirit and then walk it out. And right. So, I mean, right now, if you think about it, you know, because – you know, one of the big things you're going to need income. You know, you have mm-hmm. work in Florida, but you're going to need work in Pittsburgh. You're going to mm-hmm. need, you know, God's going to bless the work of your hands. And mm-hmm. so, you know, God specifically gave you a word of knowledge, didn't he, mm-hmm. about working for a particular national company. Mm-hmm. And when the brain disengaged and the spirit began to move, right? Then yes. all of a sudden, everything God said, it's like clockwork, right? Mm-hmm. So you have people waiting for you to give you a job mm-hmm. with a national company mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You have people that are being led to the Lord that love Jesus, inviting you over. And it's like everything is working out when God's involved, isn't it? Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, it's amazing.
So you didn't make your job your God. You made God your God. You made his vision your vision, the advancement of his kingdom. And then all these wonderful things just begin to happen. And it's like an adventure, isn't it?
Amen.
Yeah, I know that, you know, our listeners might not know that, but, you know, you're a Marine. And, you know, Marines, they're the tip of the spear, right? Mm-hmm. And I give a big shout out to all of our Marines that are listening. But, I mean, it's an adventure, isn't it? You're right. If you're looking for something that totally takes your mind to a whole new level, are you ready? You know, I don't know what they say with the Marines. I don't know what they say. What's the saying to them?
Aruga.
Oh, well, no. I mean, obviously, when they're trying to recruit somebody, they go,
rah.
Yeah, rah. Or, you know, or, you know, they have some commercials in the Army where they say, you know, we do most before you even get most people get up in the morning, something like mm-hmm. that. But if you really, let me tell you something. If you want to be a part of something so exciting, so exhilarating. So, I mean, it will take you to the edge of yourself and beyond. As a matter of fact, you'll have to deny yourself to go this journey. If you want to enter in to the kingdom of God, and that's what we're supposed to seek first. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, which is the king's dominion over you. If you want to just get out of this world and get into God's world, you need to get involved, right? You need to get involved, vfnfamily.org. There's nothing, is it not? I'm like, my goodness, how boring life is if all you're doing is looking at the day-to-day life, listen to the mundane things of the prognosticators on all the shows and thinking that God can't do anything about it. God's holding everything together. Listen, get involved. If you haven't got involved yet, go to vfnfamily.org and you can join in. Oh my goodness, what an awesome time with Steve. And I'm excited about Pittsburgh, how God just loves Pittsburgh. If that's you, you know, if God's calling you and you're getting excited and your faith is stirred, that's what we want. We want your faith to be stirred. Remember, God called them to himself and then he sent them out. And he worked with those who went out, what? Confirming his word as they went.
That's right.
We're supposed to be winters, right?
Yeah.
Have you went yet, right?
Right.
Have
right.
you went yet? No, we actually send people to went for us. How much money do you need? Well, you went for us, right? So it's, you know, we're supposed to be the go-ye church, not the come-ye church, right? We're like,
that's right.
Please come. No, God's going, please go. You know, you see all the signs. It says all these different little quirks and things to be able to, like, you know, this is come. It's like, why not just go? I mean, Jesus had 12 and went, and look what happened, right?
I know.
I'm glad.
I really changed the world.
Yeah, and all of those weren't in agreement, were they? All
right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.